This is Auburn Opelika This Morning with Ben Taylor. News Talk
WKNI. Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station. As we talk FFA, as talked about before, in Seed Library, is Kate Witten's with us. We also have Riley Hill with us, Priscilla Wyatt, and welcome, y'all. How are y'all this morning?
We're good. Yeah. Thank you for having us.
First off, thanks for getting up and coming in, because I know y'all are busy. That was what was funny is I told my wife that y'all were coming this morning, and she goes, "You're making them come at 6:30." I said, "This wasn't my call." I said, "They have to be at school later, so they wanted the early slot." And I said, "So I love it." So thank y'all for coming in. We're going to talk a little bit about FFA and Seed Libraries and what's coming up. But before we get into that, Kate, if you will, talk a little bit about the FFA, because this used to be a huge thing when I was in school, and then it's almost like, it's not that it went away, I think kids just kind of stopped getting involved, but it seems to be picking back up speed a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. So we're from the Auburn Blue FFA chapter, and it's a student-led organization where we do like all things agriculture. We host meetings, we have competition teams, and we do a lot of community service and fundraisers. Mm-hmm. So right now we're doing the seed drive, and it's just a way to get people involved in our school and learn more about our FFA as it's growing. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
What is a seed drive?
So a seed drive, so a seed library is a community resource providing free vegetables, flower, herb, or fruit seeds to anyone who wants to sow and grow them. Mm-hmm. The hope is that when you borrow seeds from the library, you grow your seeds, and at the end of the growing season, you can donate some back to the seed library.
Okay.
So it just creates a good cycle of sustainability and builds the community.
I was looking online at some of the things that it has, and I mean, it talks about, you know, where you can borrow, where you can. So is this something that's going to be open to the community to be able to be involved in this?
Yes. So okay. It'll be at the Auburn Public Library, and it is free for anyone to use. It'll be set up kind of like a filing system, and you can just like check out seeds. So you just write down what you want to take home and grow, and then if you can, you can donate seeds back.
That is awesome. I know this is near and dear to you, because I hear the stories from mom and dad about all the growing and all that takes place. And of course, we've had parties at the house before, and we've seen all the plants that are around. So, I mean, this is something that it's kind of right up your alley, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very neat thing. So, Riley, I will ask you as far as the involvement and what you guys are doing. I mean, walk us through that a little bit.
So basically, with the seed drive specifically, we wanted to give back to the community. Mm-hmm. And we thought this would be a good way to give back. And you can donate like vegetable seeds, fruit and flower seeds. And we just wanted to build up our community, because that's something we wanted to work on this year, was work with our community. Mm-hmm. And that's something we wanted to.
It seems to be a growing thing. I will ask, and I don't know who wants to take this question, is it says, like, why start a seed library? Are there a couple of good reasons why we would do something like this?
Yes. Priscilla, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. So this seed library is going to help the community and get involved with our school, Auburn High School, mm-hmm. and be able to bring in seeds and take out seeds. So our seed library is going to be located at the Auburn Library, the one on Thatch Avenue. Mm-hmm. And if you're a student or a parent of a student, you can go to Auburn High School and take the seeds to one of our advisors, Ms. Falk or Mr. Stevens. But if you're just a member of the community, you can just take it to the Auburn Library, and that's where our seed packets are going to be.
That's awesome. As we're talking, that's Priscilla. We're also talking to Kate and Riley. We're talking about the seed library, all involved with the FFA at Auburn High School. We'll talk more about that momentarily. We do have to get to the O'Reilly Morning Update. Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station. More in a moment.
This is Auburn Opelika This Morning with Ben Taylor. News Talk
WKNI. Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station. We're talking seed libraries in the FFA at Auburn High School. And what is the chapter again, Kate?
The Auburn Blue FFA chapter.
Blue FFA chapter. And we were talking just a minute ago, and we're talking seed libraries. But and I'd ask you, and it's a pretty simple process, because you said it's pretty easy how to save seeds. And number one, you get to eat the fruit and vegetables that you have, and that's how you save them. But you just put them in a container, is that right? Airtight container?
Yeah, so at the end of a growing season, you just save the seeds from your fruits or vegetables. And there's a process where you can just dry them out and put them in an airtight container to keep them for next year.
Mm. Priscilla, we were talking about where they take them. Is there a process that they just take them to the library once all those things get started?
Yes, yes, at the Thatch Avenue Library, mm-hmm. or you can also take it to the Auburn High School.
Mm. Yes. Oh, so you guys will take them over there too.
Yes, so anyone who's a student at Auburn High or a parent that's listening, they can bring them to Ms. Falker, Mr. Stevens. They're our FFA advisors, mm-hmm. and then. Yeah, anyone in the community who hears this, they can take it to the Auburn Library. And we will, once the seed drive is over, we will collect them all and set up an organizing station where you could see the seeds mm-hmm. and have them filed and easier to get to.
Oh, okay. Where'd you guys come up with this idea? I mean, I know it says, you know, as far as, you know, if you look on the internet, it says what a seed library is. I mean, is this something, is this a project that FFA did, or how did you guys come about with this?
So, so seed libraries have been around since around 2004, so it's not a mm-hmm. super new concept, but we wanted, when we were creating our POA, we thought of something that could not only build healthy lifestyles in the community, but also just, bring people together as something to do, and we thought a seed library would be great for that.
Since it's going to be at the library, how does this work? Can they go and get seeds from there as well as drop them off, or how do you go about doing that?
Yes, so after our seed drive, we'll have set up a filing system that organizes the seeds by type, name, etc., and we'll have a little organizing where you can check out seeds mm-hmm. theoretically for free, and there's no need to bring them back, but it's only for if you can mm-hmm. you can bring seeds back to create a cycle.
Oh,
so
okay, so it's just one of those things that's continuing to grow.
Yes.
Continuing to grow the area. I know that we talk about this with FFA all the time, and Riley, how did you get involved in FFA?
So I got involved in FFA last year, junior year,
mm-hmm.
and I got signed up for the agri-science and horticulture class, and then I fell in love with it. I became an officer,
mm-hmm.
and that's basically my journey.
Where do you want to go from there with this?
I plan on going to Auburn
mm-hmm.
to study horticulture. So
okay.
I'm going to take what I learned from FFA and take that with me to college, definitely.
I will ask, Priscilla, I'll ask you the same thing. Are you wanting to use what you've learned in FFA for the future as far as doing something in that field, or is this kind of just a hobby that you've absolutely loved and been involved in?
Well, yes, I have loved it throughout my years of high school, but I'm also thinking of going to Auburn and studying agricultural business and hopefully seeing where that takes me. But yeah, I really love agriculture and FFA, and I hope it stays in my life for the rest of the time. Yeah.
Kate, I got to ask you the same thing. Where are we going with this?
Well, so FFA has been a big part of my high school career. It's taught me to pursue agriculture like I don't any before.
Mm-hmm.
I have chickens now, and I serve as an officer with these people along with five other people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been a great time. I plan on going to Southern Union and then Auburn mm-hmm. studying agriculture. So, yeah.
That's awesome. As the future is bright, as far as Tara Barr will be in with us on Friday. And I think she, and along with Extension, would be very happy that y'all are starting something like this and getting involved, just because they've been making a push constantly to get the youth of the area involved in something like this. And I bet she doesn't even know about the seed library yet. So I'll have to tell her about that when she gets here. Got to take another break, take final break. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up. We'll recap about how you can get involved and everything that is involved as far as the seed library is concerned as we talk FFA from Auburn High School, Auburn Opelika, this morning, your news talk and information station.
The longest continuously running radio station in the state of Alabama. WKNI.
Auburn Opelika, this morning, your news talk and information station. As we wrap things up, we're talking FFA, we're talking Auburn High School, we're talking about seed libraries. And just to recap, those of you that may not have been with us right there at the beginning of the interview, we're talking with Kate and Riley and Priscilla. And Kate, I'll ask you again, kind of walk us through what exactly a seed library is.
Yes, so a seed library is a community resource providing free vegetable, fruit, seed packets. Mm-hmm. And it is to anyone who wants to sow and grow them. So it's in hopes that you grow a garden no matter what level you are. The hope is that when you borrow seeds to the library, you can also return seeds or donate them back from what you grow. Mm-hmm. After the growing season, and it's just a way to encourage gardening at all levels and build a culture of self-reliance and sharing.
And Riley, right now what we're doing is we're having a drive, right?
Yes.
And so we want people to do what?
Donate those seeds, mm-hmm. and any seeds, whether that's flower seeds, fruit seeds, or vegetable seeds, to the public library.
And Priscilla, that was the thing, as you said, the public library that's in town, it's on Thatch. And if they don't want to drop them off there, they can still take them to the high school, though, right?
Yes, yes. Well, if they're a student or a parent of a student.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so you can drop them off at the high school. And this is kind of a push right now, so you guys are needing to build this up.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
Do y'all have anything, like, already? Say, I know you do. Surely you got seeds.
Yeah, I have quite a bit of seeds, but not enough to, you know, start off.
To have the full library?
Yes.
As far as helping the community, are you guys going to try to involve some of, like, these master gardeners and stuff and try to get them involved, hit some of these clubs up to see if they can donate? Because if you do, Herb across the street, I can introduce you to him. He's got tons. He's known for his lemons, and they're absolutely awesome. And he grows them, like, year-round, because even in his basement, he brings them in the winter. So it's awesome. So it's FFA. If you want to be in, you know, maybe some kids may not even, I know that the school does a good job of introducing stuff like this. Kind of make your push and your pitch for people to get involved in FFA and what they need to do in order to make that happen.
Yeah, so if you're taking an ag class at all at Auburn High School, you are automatically in FFA. There's no fee to pay or anything, and it's just a great way to not only make friends, but also share love for agriculture. We do a lot of hands-on activities at our meetings, and we even do competition teams. Mm. So, for example, me and Riley are on the nursery landscaping team.
Okay.
And it's just a great way to build your knowledge of something you're passionate about and make long-lasting friendships.
The future is bright as far as horticulture and as far as growing the state of Alabama, and it's the students like this that do so. Kate Whitten, Riley Hill, as well as Priscilla White. Kate, thank y'all. Do we need to get anything else before we get done?
So we would just like to thank the City of Auburn and Auburn Public Library for partnering with FFA and to start the first seed library in Auburn.
That is awesome. So if you guys want to get involved, you can. I'll put a link up as far as we'll put this interview as well as a link up so you can find out what seed library is, because Beth had sent me that as well. And if you want more information, I guess contact the school or contact the library to find out more about this.
Yes.
Sounds good. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station, as we will be talking with Butch Thompson. Actually, they talked with him yesterday because opening weekend is this weekend, and they'll talk Auburn baseball. That's what's coming up next in sports after Fox News.